Hello, Mr. and Mrs. Brookings Harbor and all the fishing boats at sea. I'm Bruce Ellis, and this is the Insider Report. So sit back, relax, and let your ears do the walking as I fill you in on what's going on in the area this weekend and beyond. Well, ho, 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 and welcome to this week's show that keeps you in the know. That's right. This is Christmas week coming up here, folks. And Merry Christmas to all of you out there. I just want to say that right now, and hope you get together with your family and your loved ones and have a good time because, hey, that's what it's all about, getting together and having a good time. And speaking of having a good time, before we slide into today's show, I got to tell you, when we last left, I told you that I was going to the We Ask You Inn for a little vacay for a couple days. Well, let me just say, that was awesome. It was fantastic. Had a great time. They will spoil you there. I'm going to tell you that right now. If you ever get up in the Grants Pass area, just check that place out, and I guarantee you'll want to go stay there. But it was fun. It's all get out. And, yeah, we did that. And then this last weekend, remember, Elvis was in town. That's right. So we went and saw Justin Shandor as Elvis. Okay, we had some friends with us. Melissa and our friend Joe were with us. And Melissa and Sabina went up to the stage and got the Elvis scarves. Both of them got a scarf and, you know, the Elvis scarf and the kiss on the cheek there that Elvis does and everything traditional. This Justin does the same thing. It's a great show and everything. We had a great time, but both girls got scarves. So that was really cool. And then we got autographed, scarves autographed by him afterwards and got pictures with him and all that good stuff. So it was a blast this weekend. And that's what we did. And pretty much we just watched Little Prince on Sunday and had a good time there. So, hey, I'm just going to get on with the show because we got a lot of info. All right, hey, coming to the 101 Bar and Grill. Let me see. They got on Thursdays, line dancing and ladies night. And on Wednesdays and Sundays, they got karaoke. And then, of course, every Monday night, it's a steak special. That's at the 101 Bar and Grill. For music, you can call them if they have any bands coming in the next couple weekends. All right, here we go. Catalyst Seafood, world longest happy hour. That's all I got to say about that place. Sunday through Thursdays from 2 to 6 p.m. They do feature music down there, but you have a call for a lineup. I don't have anything on them for the next 2 weeks. Checo Brewing, they got me covered all the way here. Let me see. Coming up on the 21st, we got Frankie C. 22nd is Patty Ann DeCuna at 6, and then Lon Goddard on the 23rd. And then they're going to be open Christmas Day, they say, from 2 to 9. Let's see, the 28th is Keith Jones, 29th, Rupp Brush, and on the 30th, Lon Goddard. That's what's happening at the Checo Brewing. Foggy Bottom Bar and Grill. Okay, I got that on another paper here that I will get to soon. Let me see, we're going to go to Misty Mountain Brewing. You can call for a musical lineup for them. They're open Wednesday through Sunday, okay? And then Rivers Inn Sports Bar and Grill. They got something going on every day. On Monday, it's happy hour all day. On Tuesday, it's margarita specials. On Wednesday, it's 50 Cent Wing Day. And they have a songwriters at play thing going on there. Thursday, they got food and drink specials. Friday's a DJ night. Saturday's local bands or a DJ. And Sunday, it's Super Sports Sunday. That's what's going on there at Rivers Inn Sports Bar. And we're sliding over Sebastian's Bar and Grill. We've got Gil Kirk at the keyboards, tickling the ivories for your dining pleasure, Wednesday through Saturday from 6 to 9 p.m. And in town, we got the Vista Pub. But let me see. We got jazz on Thursdays going on. And remember, music starts at 7 there. And we're on the 22nd, we got Cam McVeigh. And on the 29th, Heidi, Jake, and Luke. And that's what's happening at Vista Pub. And then if you're up in the Grants Pass area, we got a Laughing Clam happening where they got music on Fridays from 7 to 10 and Saturdays 6 to 9. And what we got coming up here is on the 22nd, Bo Berry Band. On the 23rd, Barefoot Servants. On the 29th, Top Secret. And on the 30th, Bee Wishes. That's what's happening at the Laughing Clam. And sliding down to beautiful CC by the sea, we've got the Inateca where... Yeah, they just got me out here. Let me see. On the 22nd, we got Frankie C. coming up. After that, we need to get a, yeah, you need to just call them. They're always doing music down there. At Seaquake Brewing, just around the corner, we got on the 22nd, Dr. B. On the 23rd, Bob and Al. And on the 30th, Steve Berg. All right. So there you go. Oh, yeah. Okay, here we go. At the Inateca, I got another note here. On the 29th, they have Holus Bolus going on. That's what's happening out there in the music scene. Next week, I'll have a little bit more lineup because I'll start getting it for the Insider January issue. So I'll have a lot more music out there. Let me see. For individuals, We got Rap Brushes at the Coon Tie on the 26th. Let me see, Frankie C. on the 21st, he'll be at the Checo Brewing. So that's Frankie C's schedule right there. See, it all gets, as the month goes by, it starts slowing down a little bit. Let me see, we've got Lon Goddard. He's going to be at the Coon Tie on the 19th. He'll be at the Brian Scott Gallery on the 21st, upstairs from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. So there you go, that's Lon Goddard. And Steve Harrington, he's Wednesday nights at the Coon Tie from 6 to 8, and then Friday night at the Coon Tie with Three's More Fun. And, of course, he's doing New Year's Eve Elks Lodge with Chris Malou from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. That's Steve Harrington. And then we got Ray Cornell, the piano man, now playing, that's right, every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 11:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. at the Checo Activity Center. That's the piano man, Ray Cornell. All right. Okay, a lot of shows were happening this last weekend. Hope you got out and got to see some of them. And let me see. We got the Brookings Harbor Lions Club. Okay, you know, they're presenting the Nature's Coastal Holiday Festival Light at Azalea Park. It's been going on, and it's happening all the way to the 31st. It's $2 for adults and kids under free, 5 p.m. to 9 p.m. nightly. All right, so it's still in full swing going on there. Let's see. We got a teen writers group going on for teen ages 12 and up. The Teen Writers Group is meeting at 5 p.m. on the 1st and 3rd Friday of December. Come to the Library Annex at 402 Alder Street to share your writing and get inspired. Speaking of the library, Unwrap a Great Read contest is going on. Are you looking for a reason to refresh your reading list? Need a new author in your life? Well, during the month of December, a collection of wrap books for adults and children will be on display next to the library's Christmas tree. Each book will have a tag with clues about the book, but you won't know what you're getting until you unwrap the book at checkout. All right, so if you unwrap a great read, you'll have their name entered in the drawing to win a complete hardcover set of J.K. Rowling's Harry Potter books, and then the second and third place winner will receive a $15 Fred Meyer gift card. Winners will be chosen at 5:30 p.m. coming up this week, Friday, on December 22nd. One entry is allowed per person per day. Okay, and then let's see. They still need volunteer musicians. I haven't heard anything, so hopefully they're getting some in there. But they need volunteer musicians at the Azalea Park there, as I said the other day, from 7:09 p.m. Leslie at 530-521-5621 will be your contact information. What happens is you'll be in a little booth there on the side of the park where they can pipe the music out everywhere, so you'll be back there performing for a couple hours, and it's all volunteer, so there you go. If you're interested and want to help out, there you go. Call Leslie. Okay, they got a Christmas movie marathon coming up here at the Curry Public Library in Gold Beach on the 23rd from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Stop in to watch your favorite Christmas movies all day if you like. They'll have movies playing in two rooms. You can check out their Facebook page over the upcoming week for the full movie schedule. All right, very cool, very cool. New Year's Eve with DJ Ned is going to be happening at Elk Valley Casino. It's getting close. We've got a couple weeks there on the 31st from 9 p.m. to 1 a.m. Dance into the new year with DJ Ned, playing your favorites and taking requests. There's no cover charge. Of course, you must be 21 or older to get in there. Here's our Foggy Bottom Bar Grill. All right. Coming up here on Fridays, they got Mike Massey. And then on the 23rd, they've got Jeffrey James. And on New Year's Eve, they're having a party there with the Spence Brothers. That's what's happening at Foggy Bottom Bar and Grill. I'll get this closer to the front next time. Oh, wait. I have just been handed an important announcement. There has been rumors going around on Wall Street that the bottom is dropping out on a big underwear manufacturer that at the moment chooses to remain nameless. However, there will be a brief news report where hopefully the whole naked truth is revealed, and it will just be a case of someone blowing it out their shorts and making the whole story up. In related news, I'm not wearing any pants. All right, coming up here, we got whale watching going on Wednesday on December 27th, 2017 to Sunday, December 31st at 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. They'll be watching the gray whale program going on there. Trained volunteers will be present during peak migration times. Brother Jonathan Park in Crescent City, at Harris Beach State Park in Brookings, Cape Farillo, north of Brookings, Battle Rock Wayside in Port Orford, and Face Rock Scenic Viewpoint in Bandon. They'll have volunteers out there amongst all those places between 10 a.m. and 1 p.m. So gray whale watching. All right. Hey, yeah, Lucky 7 Casino is going to be presenting the Glitter, Glam, and Disco. Celebrate the new year and enjoy entertainment and a midnight toast, cash, and prize giveaways. Play slots from 8 p.m. to 12:15 a.m. for your chance to win a share of over $5,000 in cash and prizes. Hey, they even got a 2018 dollars. Here we go. I get it in a minute. Cash grand prize. Dress up in glitter, glam, or disco costume and get 20 in free play. All right. That's what's going on there. If I can get the words out. Woo. Okay. It is Monday, folks. All right. So, hey, Sunday, December 24th coming up from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., the Del Norte Rod and Gun Club will hold a turkey fun shoot in Smith River off Rowdy Creek Road. The cost is $5 per event. You get 10 shots per event. So prizes include turkeys, hams, and Taylor's bacon. You can call 707-464-6552 for more information or go to www.delnortrodandgunclub.com. This is off Rowdy Creek Road in Smith River. All right, it's time to get metaphysical with the Ladies of Gypsies. That's right. Coming up here on Sunday, December 31st, they're having a New Year's Eve singing bowls and messages from the masters going on. And this will be happening at 9 p.m. So this will be the last thing they're doing in December. So you can stop in at Gypsies to sign up for that, or you can call them at 541-813-1882. Getting metaphysical with the Ladies of Gypsies. Oh, yeah. Okay. All right, here we go. We got a bit of weird history with Bushwhacker Bruce. It's that time again. Right. Good day, mates. Bushwhacker Bruce here with a bit of weird history for your knowledge pleasure. Did you know that the British Navy in the early 1900s was the recipient of a well-done and somewhat dangerous prank? It's true. And here's what happened. In 1910, the Prince of Abyssinia and his dignitaries visited the HMS Dreadnought, the British Navy's most powerful battleship. Sailors stood at attention when they arrived, and the commander-in-chief himself gave them a 40-minute guided tour of the ship. The next day, the British Navy discovered that it was all a clever and well-planned joke, leaving the proverbial egg all over their faces. It seems that an official document had indeed been forged, and the merry pranksters had painted their faces and hands black, wore fake beards, and donned long robes to fool the sailors. You can only imagine the British Navy's embarrassment, especially one of the pranksters turned out to be a young Virginia Woolf. It seems to me that the British Navy got the wool pulled over their eyes by a wolf in sheep's clothing. I hope you enjoyed this bit of weird history with yours truly, Bushwhacker Bruce. Until next time, keep it weird. All right. Well, thank you, Bushwhacker Bruce. Always a good time to hear from you, man. Hey, Del Norte County Fairgrounds has got a drive-through Christmas light display going on here December 8th through the 23rd. So that's the next weekend. It's going to be the end from 6 to 9 p.m. So for more information, you can call the fair office at 707-464-9556. And it is $5 per car. Drove by there the other day, and there was quite a few people going in there. Okay, well, hey, we got a little schedule here from the Family Resource Center calendar events at the Family Resource Center of the Redwoods, 494 Pacific Avenue. Coming up Wednesday, they got a free ASQ screenings. 10 a.m., they got toddler time. And at 2:30 to 4 p.m., they got the Circle of the Mom Support Group. And 3 p.m., they got Happy Toes. All right. And then, let me see, on Thursday, they got 11:30 to 12:30 play and learn sessions for kindergarten readiness. They have lunch with the law at 12 to 1, and 4 p.m. they have breastfeeding support group. And then on Friday, on the 22nd, they got 11:30 circle time, and 1:30 to 3:30 p.m. a resource and referral assistance. And then on the 23rd, Saturday, they got 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. free play fun playroom is available. That's what's happening at the Family Resource Center of the Redwoods. Okay, good times. Hey, we got... Let me see. Del Norte High School Dance presents Legends Never Die, a winter dance concert. This is happening January 19th and 20th from 7:30 p.m. It's happening at the Crescent Elk Auditorium. Let's see. Ticket prices are adults $10 at the door, $8 presale. Students are $5, seniors are $5. Children 6 through 12 are $3, and children 5 and under are free. There you go. Pre-sale tickets are available at Del Norte Office Supply. Legends Never Die, a winter dance concert. Okay, and let me see. They've got, this is written and performed by artists who have passed away. This show has a majority of upbeat dances with fun, flashy costumes and a variety of styles and ability levels. Come support these awesome dance stewards. That's right. Okay, I knew there was something written on it. They're going to be doing themes like Under the Sea, Magic, Historical Events, and Legends Never Die. So there you go. Okay, oh yeah, hey, this Friday coming up, the Grinch is going to be in town. That's right, with Santa Claus and the elves and the conductor and all the fun gang over there where they show the Grinch Stole Christmas cartoon and Polar Express. This is happening every year. David Skaggs has started this a few years back, and the Grinch hopped on board, and yes, indeedy, we're going to be having fun with that. It starts at 1 p.m. Kids got to stand in line. They got tickets free, but they give you tickets and bells so you can come in, and you will believe after you experience that and have some fun. That's right. That's happening on the 22nd at the Redwood Theater. Let me see. Hey, you know what? We are going to be putting together a Coastal Music Awards going to be happening here February 22nd. I'm just mentioning that right now because they got voting going online, and I'll get you more information on that next time I talk to you. Okay, so let me see. Coming up here, we got some more stuff. The Elk Valley Casino presents the Friends of the United States Coast Guard Auxiliary, hosted by the Party Girls of Del Norte and Curry County Quarter Craze Benefit Auctions. Okay, this is going on Wednesday, January 10th at 5:30 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. Join them in raising funds for the Friends of the USCG Auxiliary to continue their education for water safety and boating, recreational, and the fishing industry. Wear your favorite fishing or nautical attire for a chance at the Magic Paddle. Ages 18 and over only, please. They're having a pulled pork sandwich dinner, including salad, dessert, and a beverage for just $10. Doors open at 5:30 p.m. Tickets are available online at events.r20.constantcontacts.com. That's the Friends of the United States Coast Guard Auxiliary. Okay, January 6th, they got the Del Norte Curry Community Concert Association happening. We'll feature two on tap, 7 p.m. at the Crescent Elk Auditorium at 994 G Street. Season passes are $45, single tickets are $20. Children and students are free. Purchase tickets at musicintheredwoods.com. Category /2017/2018-season or call 707-951-3102. All right, let's see. We got some creative writing for veterans and their families hosted by Del Norte Association for Cultural Awareness. Danaka happening Saturday, January 13th at 1 p.m. at the Del Norte Senior Center. Join teaching artist Barbara Genovese for a free of charge creative writing circle. That will cover topics from short stories to non-dominant handwriting to catharsis. Every Saturday from 1 to 3 p.m., January 13th through March 3rd. The registration is required. You can contact Danaka at 707-464-1336 or Danaka at harborside.com. Okay, on January 14th, they got the Friends of the Music Concert Series is happening. They've got presenting Zivian Tompkins Duo with violinist Axel Strauss. This is at 3 p.m. at the Seventh-day Adventist Church at 102 Park Avenue. Tickets are available at Wright's Custom Framing. For info, you can call 541-469-7625 or 541-412-2957. Oh, hey, you know, we've still got that Caitlin cause going on in the memory of Caitlin Wallace, who lost her fight against cancer April 24th, 2008, and she was just turned 17. So every year thus far, money has been collected from the community, which has allowed them to purchase and present gifts to kids who are in the oncology ward of Dornbecker Children's Hospital during the holidays. These kids, whose ages range from a few months old to 18, are going through tough cancer treatments during a time in which kids should be enjoying their families and friends during the holidays. This program has been so successful thanks to the citizens and businesses of Curry County that Caitlin's cause has become an annual event Dornbecker oncology staff look forward to. We as a community have truly been able to bring some joy to these kids during the holidays. Once again, they are asking for cash donations to this event, with all the proceeds going towards gifts to Dornbecker. Due to the low immune systems in these patients, they are restricted in what can be brought into the ward. They work closely with the staff regarding these restrictions. If you would like to donate to this event, please contact Chief Chris Wallace or Lieutenant Donnie Dotson. Donations will be collected, and then a personal trip will be made to Dornbecker, at which time gifts will be given directly to oncology patients at the hospital in memory of Caitlin Wallace and Curry County. Caitlin's cause is now a 501 public charity, so if you or someone you know would like to donate but are able to contact them directly, donations can be made at Rogue Credit Union or through the website www.caitlinscause.com. Once again, thank you, and they look forward to another successful year. Sincerely, Chief Chris Wallace, Brookings Police Department. Now, that Caitlin is spelled K-A-T-E-L-Y-N, so www.caitlinscause.com. Okay, and all the help you can give out there is great. They do this every year, and I guess it's been going really good and everything. We put it in the Insider every year, been working with them, and hey, now we can get it out on the air. So hey, there you go, a good cause. All right, hey, we got a Vinyl Odyssey's Record Crate is presenting Reverend Horton Heat with Voodoo Glow Skulls and Big Sandy at the Event Center on the Beach. This is at 29392 Ellensburg Avenue in Gold Beach, Oregon. It's happening January 21st from 7 p.m. to 11 p.m., an all-age evening with the Reverend Horton Heat, along with special guest Voodoo Glow Skulls. Ticket prices are $25 advance and $30 at the door. Limited tickets available. It's a general admission show, and you can get tickets at www.paypal.com. This is Vinyl Odyssey's presenting this up there, Reverend Horton Heat. That's pretty cool. If you get online, you can check the bands out and everything. He's been around for a while. I got to familiarize myself with him as well, because I'm not too familiar with his music either, but yeah, not too sure what he's got going on there, but hey, it's going to be a big show up in Gold Beach. All right, well, hey, you know what, before we wind this out and everything, I just want to give everybody, I just want to wish you all a great big Merry Christmas, you know what I mean? I hope you have a great one with your friends and family. If you're out there driving, I hope you drive safe and return home all safe and sound and have good fun while you're out there and everything. And you know, we got this already year over, and we got the new year coming up, man. So I hope you all have a very happy new year as well. You know, I don't know, big plans for the Insider of Southern Oregon coming up this next year. Got the Coastal Music Awards going on, got the Pirate Festival going on, you know, so we're gonna try to do a bunch of fundraisers here for a little station that could, KCIWLP 100.7 FM, to keep us going, so we can keep bringing you all these awesome shows. And, you know, that's it. I got no more. I want to thank you all for tuning in to this week's Insider Report. Make sure and check out all the other great shows on the little station that could, KCIWLP 100.7 FM. And make sure and tune in to the Magical Musical History Tour this week, because we have a Merry Christmas Magical Musical History Tour for 2 weeks. I'm playing some, you know, you got some traditional songs, and then there's a lot of not so traditional songs in there. And some songs that you know, done by artists you haven't heard do, maybe, and a whole lot of funny going on. There were so many songs to choose from, it took 2 weeks to fill it up. So those are going to be some great Christmas ones, great Christmas show going on there. You can go on kciw.org to see schedules for days and times. And also check out all the other great shows they got going on there. And after you're all done listening to the Insider Report, which you can also get on kciw.org and listen to anytime. So until next week, this is Bruce, beginning to look a lot like Christmas Ellis, signing off. Keep it real and spread the love and peace every chance you get. And hey, I'll see you out there. Bam! Bam! All right, Rose is in the house for another bam. Merry Christmas, everybody.
For music credits for the preceding show, go to kciw.org/credits.